I be looking like that Jay-Z meme when he listening to the music. And I'm
it's
working.
And it's like,
is it working? That's fire, ain't it?
Hurrah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, word. That's literally what it be feeling like.
Go back the next day and be like, what is this? This what I put together?
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah. Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area. Ooh.
Yeah. I am Shaquoia D.
Badman Reasons in here.
From the neighborhood of Mon.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be movies. It could be music. It could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we like to bring you guys in on them. If this is not your first time here, welcome back.
Welcome.
And to everyone, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And also, if you want to watch this video live, if you want to watch this early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, join our Patreon. Join the good people of the Gray Area in our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You can get access to this as well as our food review show.
Who made this?
Which is a show where we review plant-based and gluten-free options here in Atlanta so far. So when you come out here, you know where to go. But we appreciate y'all. Thank you to the great good people. The great good people of the Gray Area. And we appreciate y'all for tuning in. How y'all feeling today?
Good. Well.
I'm well as well. Energy is a little lower than I would, yeah. I would like it, but I'm here. I refuse to say I'm not tired.
Medaya.
For real.
You're a lot lower energy than I expected. If y'all hear buzzing in the back, it's some cicadas outside. And now it's going away. But I'm doing good. It's
beautiful.
Yeah. I'm doing good. I was a little bit tired, but like this is the most rest that I've gotten all week, so I'm feeling good and I'm excited about my day.
I feel good yesterday.
Yeah, I was knocked out.
Lie. Slept like a baby.
We did go to sleep like later than I was expecting, but
I had woke up at 5 and turned off my alarm.
I woke up at 6:25. I was like, I should stay up. I was like, nah, I won't. I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got up with my alarm. I didn't put on my 5:45 alarm, so I got up after my alarm, but I turned my initial, like, my 7 o'clock alarm off and went back to sleep. I woke up at 7:25, though. But what are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about the 12-week year where they say get more done in 12 weeks than people typically get done in 12 months. We actually did 12-week year successfully. Today is the last day. Woo! Did you get more done in these last 12 weeks than you got done within the last 12 months?
Before we even get into that, the 12-week year, it is a book by
Brian P. Moran and Michael Lennington.
Yeah, so first we tried the 12-week year a couple times last year without reading the book, but just watching a YouTube video. We read the book in Breeze's book club. And so all of us who read the book, or most of us who read the book, actually started to implement it and, you know, start doing a 12-week year. So we did a 12-week year from that. So to your question, do I feel like I got more done in a 12-week year than I usually get in an actual year? Mm-hmm. Yes. So I feel like the stuff that I got done and the amount of changes that I made, it would probably have taken me if I didn't do the 12-week year, it probably would have taken me probably longer than a year, maybe like a year to a year and a half, just because I probably would have done a lot of stop and start. Or I would have dragged my feet on a lot more things. Because we were doing a 12-week year, which essentially is just like, basically you're planning your goal out for, like you have a year goal, an annual goal or whatever. I'm trying to like break this down because if you ain't,
I got a little definition.
All right.
So before we continue, for those who don't know what the 12-week year is, this is in my terminology, how I would explain it. The 12-week year is basically a business strategy book on how to schedule and prioritize your days effectively to complete the most critical things first that'll get us to whatever goals we desire to reach. And by condensing your typical 12-month year into 12 weeks forces you to be much more specific and move with a sense of urgency, because 12 weeks is long enough to get some motion, but short enough. I mean, but too short to procrastinate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, that's basically what we did. We planned for it, and then we started actually putting it in motion and getting things done for real. So when we say, or when we have said in the past, we're working on things. We got the extra content coming. It's on the way. We have been working on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I got way more done in this 12 weeks than I would normally get done in a year.
Yeah, I agree. I like how this 12-week year, you're really just capitalizing off the momentum. And so you garner some momentum, and then it makes it easier for you to sustain it because the time frame is so short. So, yeah, I definitely got a lot more done. This stuff that I put off for months. Like, just, oh, man, I'm going to get to it. Right now, I got to do this. And it's like I more so overwhelmed myself as opposed to me getting the stuff done. Or I just put stuff off till later as opposed to just doing it now. And a lot of the stuff I got done, I got more stuff done than I realized, but not as much stuff done as I initially planned. So it's mm-hmm. like a weird...
Yeah, weird in between.
But it was super effective. Can't even lie. Doing this from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with y'all. I got a lot more done than... Yeah, within the 12 weeks, I've gotten a lot more done than I've gotten done in previous 12 years. I mean, 12 months.
12 years! Oh, wow!
Sister.
But I didn't get done everything that I intended on completing by the end of the 12 weeks, but it showed me a lot. And it showed me the biggest thing that I learned was...
Wait, we'll get to what we learned from it.
Oh, that was my answer. You got another answer?
I got a follow-up question.
Oh, word, me too. Go ahead.
Oh.
I was about to answer my follow-up question. Go ahead.
All right. Why do y'all think that you didn't achieve, like, didn't, I guess, complete as many things as you initially planned to complete when you were planning out your 12-week year?
For me, it was because I didn't take into consideration revisions. Maybe a certain day, it's just not working. Mm-hmm. Putting the shots up, but it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, that was the biggest thing. And if this is your first time planning, the plan not going to be 100% perfect. It's like, you just got to rework it. Like, if something not working, rework it until you find what works. So for some stuff, it took me longer to figure out what actually works as opposed to what initially I thought is this is how we're doing. So, yeah, it's just... what was the question?
Why do you think you didn't complete as many things as you wanted to?
Oh, right, yeah, it's just a thing of it being something completely new. Even though I tried it before, I made attempts, and yeah, but actually going through the book and reading the book and seeing what it actually is and what it actually takes, what you're actually supposed to be doing, it makes sense that I didn't complete everything, because first you have to find your way, find your footing first, and figure out what works. So it's trial and error at first. It's like you have a hypothesis or idea, then you gotta test the idea. Just like all our thoughts and everything we say get tested, we also have to test what it is that we're doing until we figure out what works. Once we figure out what works, now we can move accordingly and create the plan according to what's working and go from there.
Yeah, I was gonna say similar answer to his, but I didn't give myself enough room for how long the creative process takes. So the deadlines are nice, but the process of creating things sometimes takes longer than you expected. So me going through it, I'm like, all right, same thing. I'm showing up. Today, this isn't my best work. This is not my best work. But when I was planning it, based off of, all right, I'm going to finish this, and this is going to be my best work, so that I can move on to the next thing. But it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't take into account revisions and just making things better. Because, like, me going back and making it better, that means I'm not moving on to the next task that follows next in the chain or whatever. So, yeah, it was that, just that time frame. I think now I have a way more realistic expectation of just how long things are going to take, or like how the process of, all right, I'm going to give myself space for revision, space to make things more fine-tuned. Because again, if this was like a regular job, or this was like a more normal task, you do the task, you get immediate results. It's not like you do a task, you got a result, but it's not really the result you was looking for. It's like, nah, if the challenge was like anything with business, where it's like you have to put it up a certain amount, maybe it's like a number of calls or whatever, and it's like maybe the calls can guarantee how many referrals you get or whatever. I mean, it's similar, but like just that it's a lot clearer correlation between the thing that you did and the outcome. So for us, it's like, at least for me, when I was doing it, I put in a certain amount of effort. What I got out of it isn't always what I wanted to get out of it or what I was trying to get out of it, so I had to go back in and just tinker and all that stuff. But it was really good. It was really, really fun. I'm a lot clearer on what I should do for the future. And yeah, I'm about to just make some adjustments and hit the ground running. That's it. Adjusting.
For me, I don't think I actually left space to be a human. Like
robot.
Oh yeah. The first month I was so, like, how I normally just operate in general, which likely, I mean, it's not really the healthiest, but like in the past I used to just pack my schedule. I'm just used to packing my schedule. So and the first month I got a lot done. I got like 30 beats made, but woo, yay me!
First time making beats. Nah, 30 of them things.
But I didn't account for sleep.
Wow, that's a beat a day.
But I got it done before the like actual 30-day mark. But my goal was like to complete a beat a day. But I was doing like 2 to 3 beats a day. So like in the first, I guess, yeah, 3 to 4 weeks, I got a lot done. Actually,
two to three.
I think I did a few of them when we first did our creator weekend. So I didn't get 30 beats done, but I got 20 something done in the time span. So either way, it was at least a beat a day. But I didn't account for sleep. Like, I put naps on there, but like my naps was like 30 minutes or an hour, and then I'm going to sleep. I wind up going to sleep at like 11:30, 12, and I'm waking up at 5:45. So like I know my body, I typically operate best when I have at least 6 hours of sleep. I wasn't really getting 6 hours of sleep at any point. And I was just waking up, staring at a screen for work. Cause like, you know, we still currently working a 9-to-5. So working and then trying to do other stuff in between, I didn't account for like sleep, dinner, eating for real. Like I was eating, but like then I'm like, dang, now I'm behind schedule because I didn't put it on my schedule that I need to make dinner and then I need to sit and eat it. Like, so I think that's, so I wound up going really, 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 I guess, fast paced in the beginning. But then when I tried to do that same approach when it comes to recording, I'm not there yet. But like, I gotta practice the song. And I didn't really take into account for that. I gotta make dinner. I gotta like, just different things. Or even like, if I don't sleep, my voice not gonna sound right. If I don't eat, my voice not gonna sound right. So it's just like, taking into account those things. Because each process of what I'm working on is actually different. So I can't take the same exact approach. So I had to kind of like slow down, certain processes. So I didn't wind up, accomplishing as much as I wanted to. Well, completing as many things I wanted to. I also had multiple trips planned in between my 12-week year. So that kind of threw off my schedule a little bit, but not really. Actually, I was able to still get a lot done. So I got a lot done. So I'm happy about that, but I didn't get as much done as I planned for initially. So
yeah, one thing that helped my schedule was the fact that I have a dog. So I had time, like my stuff was spaced out. Mm. If I didn't have a dog, the schedule that I showed y'all, that's how my first schedule would have looked. It would have been bad. But I like spread stuff out because I know I gotta walk the dog. Mm-hmm. Nova needs some love and some attention. Gotta play with the dog. Little dog. But yeah, that helped a lot. One question I did have is, I actually got two questions.
Two question breeze.
The first one is, what did y'all learn the most from this, from doing the first 12-week year?
You want to go first?
No, man, I can. I learned a lot, but the two things I think I learned the most of was how to adjust when stuff isn't working and things take time. Like, anything of value takes time.
Should've went first.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead. I don't know why you passed it.
What I learned, in boating school was, so similar to yours, I don't need to rush everything. Like, none of this needs to be rushed. That was something that I learned that I was trying to jam pack my schedule because I was trying to rush to get everything done. And also, yeah, the art of pivoting, for real, for real. Like, really adjusting and adapting, especially with, like, traveling and stuff like that. Adjusting and adapting so that you can still... prioritizing. That's something that I really, 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 really learned. Because even when I had to, like... Well, even when I went on vacation, I went back home or whatever, I was still able to prioritize my 12-week year so that I got done what I wanted to get done either before I left, either after I left, or even like while I was there, I could still maintain my goals and stuff like that. So yeah, those are some things that I learned.
The biggest thing that I learned was to actually stick to the plan, like sticking with the plan, even if it takes longer than you intended on it taking, because even with the 12-week year, I have a 12-week goal, but the 12-week goal is based off a bigger vision. So my 12-week goal is based off of my year, my actual 12-month goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then that 12-month goal goes to bigger goals. So as long as I'm on track for my actual 12-month goal, it only makes sense to keep doing what I'm doing and keep pivoting and adjusting, like still set the deadlines. But if I don't meet these deadlines, it's okay. As long as I'm not like slacking off or not doing anything, but if I'm actively doing stuff, actively putting work in, putting reps up to get to wherever it is that I'm going, I think it'll behoove me to continue to move forward, continue to keep doing what I was doing, because at the end of the day, I have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of times our plans aren't faulty. It's the fact that we stop before we actually finish out the plan.
Yeah. And I think it's because we rush a lot of stuff. So, like, you know, they say haste makes waste. Like, of course, like, literally, though. Like, because the more you try to rush it, it's like this thing isn't going to get done right, and you're going to end up having to double back and fix it because it didn't get done right the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like because you were trying to rush it, like, you missed things that was supposed to be critical for it to work the right way. So just making sure that you don't rush it, because there's no point. Like, that's another thing I'm realizing is that, again, life doesn't move as fast as I thought it did.
Mm-hmm.
Or it doesn't have to move as fast as I thought it did. I can literally set the pace of it, and then everything else will fall in line after the fact. But yeah, it doesn't have to move at lightning fast. It doesn't have to. Like, we're rushing to get everything done that's another thing I was thinking. We're rushing to get everything done in a day so that we can experience life. This is the life. Like, you rushing to get to the life. This is life right here. This exact, like, so why? But there's no reason for us to rush any of it, because, like, hey, you're here.
Right.
You're in the, this is, it's the soul, the soul. You're looking for the ocean. You in the water.
Right.
It seems like this is it.
This is it.
Yeah, so you gotta, like, enjoy the process.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like that's one thing that I had to, that I realized when I changed over from, like, all right, I need to not focus on quantity, I need to focus on quality. Because I already know if I rush through this and it don't come out right, I'm going to be upset and I'm going to be like, this song is trash, or whatever I did, I need to start over. And then it's going to take me even more time to start over than if I would have just did it right the first time. So that's something that I definitely realized. Not early on, but halfway through. Halfway through, I had to literally make a decision, like, okay, I thought I was going to be completing all 30 songs, and I thought I was about to make the beat, record, mix, master, all in 12 weeks, and still work a regular 9 to 5. If I wasn't working a 9 to 5, I possibly could have got it done.
Yeah, we all
but I was just like, when I started thinking about that, I was like, when do you sleep? Like, when do you eat? When do you go outside and be in the sun? Like,
when do you sit and think?
Yeah, like, when do you breathe at that point? So I was just like, okay, yeah, let me slow down. Because my goal is to build a quality catalog. I don't want just a bunch of random songs that I hate. So I was like, all right, I need to slow down and not rush everything.
Where patience was big for me as well. Just understanding that everything don't got to be done immediately.
Mm.
Like, and then when you said, I see why engineers be taking long. Like, that was like, it blew my mind. Like, yeah, they just work on it for like an hour or two, and they come back to it another day. And I'm like, that's genius. That's all I have to do. If I come here for an hour to 2 hours every day and just do what I gotta do on this thing, I have a lot more time in the day to do whatever, to be a human, and I'm also making progress and not getting stuff, like crossing stuff off the list. One thing that also helped me with this was actually seeing myself cross stuff off the list. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, now I'm keeping track of what it is that I was doing. So I actually like that too.
Yeah.
Every mickle, mickle, mickle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just gonna say, back to the engineer thing, we was walking around here with ear fatigue and stuff, trying to get everything mixed and stuff. Knowing we, like, I can't hear what's actually happening in this song at this point. Like, that's why I was just like, okay, this is why they take their time, because this is a lot.
I mean, looking like that Jay-Z meme when he listening to the music. And I'm,
right.
It's working?
And it sound like,
is it working? That's fire, ain't it? That's fire, right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, word. That's literally what it be feeling like.
Go back the next day and be like, what is this? This what I put together? Like, yeah, I still got some beats I need to go back and redo.
I think I'm good. I believe I'm good on my beats.
I need to make some tweaks.
I know the next one. Actually, yeah, my beats are good. It's the songs that were written to the beats. Because a lot of them I was just remaking and putting the lyrics on top of this new beat. And then I'm like, I still like this song, but this doesn't feel like this. So I caught myself having that. I'm actually rewriting songs. So it's like, I start recording, and I'm like, that's, don't feel right. So now I just, all right, new song.
Mm-hmm.
Write a new song, and, oh, I like that one. And yeah, like you were saying about quality, yeah, the quality is like, just, that's a good song.
Right.
And I also had another question. What are y'all doing differently
for the next 12-week year?
Mm-hmm. I can start. Mine is giving myself days off. So, like, my weekends. So, like, a Saturday would be me finishing stuff that I didn't finish during the week. My Sundays, I'm not doing nothing.
That's like, what I started doing.
So, Monday through Friday, we could work. But Saturday, I still got to add this part to the song, or like just finishing up little stuff. But if I choose not to do anything on Saturday, that's fine. But I need my 2 days to not do anything. So Monday through Friday, we going crazy. Whatever, I'm not packing out my schedule either, but I'm actually, these are my times. I will be here at this time doing this, this, and this. I plan on getting this, and this done. Yeah, Monday through Friday. Like, it's an actual job, actual career, because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I think, yeah, similar thing. I mean, I had some days off, but you were supposed to. That's why we had the breakout blocks. You're supposed to.
We was going 7 days for 12 weeks.
Yeah. Going 8 days. Yeah.
8/24/7. Nah, we was going 7 days a week and like wondering why I'm tired. We still getting stuff done, but it's like, hey, yo, I'm tired. Y'all feel like this too?
Yeah, we was doing, we was trying to use up as much time as we could.
I'm falling asleep working just so I can get up and start working on something else right. While I'm working. I'm like, all right, that's my time. Let me get up. I'm working, like, all right, cool. I'm going to just take a little nap after work. After I finish my regular work, and just, all right, cool, get right back to it.
Even that, them 30-minute naps, at first they was cool, but then, every day.
They was not doing nothing.
And then some weeks I wasn't even sleeping, I wasn't able to sleep, or as soon as I fall asleep, Nova start barking, I'm like, hey, yo, it's 3:30. It's 3:30, 3:35 in the afternoon, I'm just trying to sleep till 3:50. Just give me 15 minutes. But so I'm going to definitely give myself the 2 days, because if I don't, say I don't sleep during the week, at least I have 2 days to recover type of thing. Or, yeah, it just made more sense to me.
what am I gonna do differently? My schedule isn't gonna be as like jam-packed as it was. And I'm gonna make sure I plan for actual rest and actual food, like dinner and stuff, like to make dinner. So that I'm not feeling like I'm getting behind on what I wanted to do because making dinner took me an hour. I'm not 100% sure, because I'm still like mapping it out and some of my focuses are shifting slightly, but I do know that from week to week, I'm going to listen to my body. I'm still going to do my Sundays off, which I started doing like in the middle of the 12-week year. I just decided I'm doing too much. I need to have like at least my Sunday to myself. So I'm going to still do that. And then I don't know. I don't fully know, but I know I'm not rushing nothing. So if I need to pivot and I need to move something or I need to push something back, then I'm going to do it. And I'm also not forcing anything. To meet like whatever. I mean, of course, like I'm going to try to meet my deadlines, but I'm not going to try to force something because I'm like, oh, this is what they say. Like with the business stuff, this is what they say businesses are supposed to do. They're supposed to have like, no, let me thoroughly comprehend everything that I'm working on before I actually put it into motion.
All right.
I feel like this 12-week year, I was in such a rush at a certain point, I started feeling like I was in such a rush to get certain things done that I quickly realized I needed more time for. But then because I needed more time, I was like, you know, you start getting down on yourself. Like, dang, I thought I was going to get this done. And, you know, it shouldn't be that hard. But it's like, no, this is actually a very complex subject. Like, it's a lot of moving parts that come with this. Why did you think you were about to understand this and start doing stuff in 2 weeks? You didn't even, like, you planned on doing this stuff, but you didn't break down that plan to, like, actionable steps of how to, like, I don't know. I did, but I didn't. It's just weird. But, yeah, so I'm going to give myself some grace, and I'm not going to rush nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to actually look at my, like, different plans and visions, like year based, just because it'll keep me on track to, okay, like I might be able to add stuff in, like say I finish certain things, now I could, what am I moving on to once I finish said task or whatever.
Yeah, I agree. Making sure that you consistently look at the vision is something that I need to do more often. When I did, it was like, okay, cool, this stuff has been working, because after a while, like, it started to feel like I'm getting stuff done, but like, what was the point? But I think
that's like we wasn't.
Y'all wasn't doing that during y'all strategic blocks?
Not all the time.
Nah, I wasn't.
I didn't start until halfway through. I stopped looking at the goal during that time. I was just like, I knew what knew what I set myself up to do for that week. So I was like, I just was doing the stuff that I said I needed to do. But it wasn't always, I wasn't always looking at it.
I ain't looking at it until I made my, that time Shay was here. And then, when I made that cluttered schedule.
Yeah. And then for me, at the tail end of my 12-week year, I needed to make sure that I mark it as soon as I finished the task. I wasn't doing that, and that was messing me up. So that, because I would be doing it basically at the end of the week. But of course, you know, to being tired, just trying to get some stuff done. But I needed to make sure, like, as soon as I finish the task, I mark it off immediately. Because if I give myself time, I'm gonna forget what I got done, and then, you know.
Yeah, that helped me. Yeah. And I also put notes next to what I finished, what I didn't finish, why I didn't finish it.
Yeah.
So that helped me too.
I do that for the end of the week. I was supposed to do it on every individual task, but I was doing it
by the task, and I just checked off the days that I wanted to do it, and then I put in my notes. I got it done. Why, like, what happened, how much of it did I get done, what I plan on doing so I can finish it the next time I come back to it, like stuff like that. Probably like the last 2 days I didn't do it yet.
I just felt like our 12-week years were so different.
Well, at least you were looking at your vision.
I mean, for every strategic block, what I did was I copied and pasted the sample agenda that was in the book, and like the first thing was spend 5 to 10 minutes looking at your vision, and then it asked like, do you still feel connected, and da 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 da. So like I would go through and answer those questions to start. And then I would go, like, do whatever else. I didn't know I was the only person doing it.
That's probably how you should have did. Like, we should have been taking... Y'all should... So Sundays was my day off, for real.
That was supposed to be my day
off. It was supposed to be it.
Yeah, I was the only one.
It was like a half day off.
That's why I was like, I'm going to go play basketball. Forget it. We here now. I was like, give me a good 2 hours. I'm not thinking about nothing related to it. And I came back. And we eating breakfast. And the next day, and the only thing we was doing was reading for the book, and I'm looking for the. That was my time to just shit.
Maybe I should leave more.
Like, what? Please.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Sunday was supposed to be my day off, and then like I actually enjoyed looking at my vision every week, because I would look at a different part of it for each time. So sometimes I would look at the 15-year vision, then sometimes I would look at the 5-year vision, then sometimes I would look at the 10, then sometimes I would look at what I just had written above as like my annual goal and stuff like that, and just make sure I was connected that way. And it always got me excited again to just keep going. And even like now planning the next 12-week year, I'm kind of doing it side by side with like what with the current one, because this is the last day of it. But I'm looking at that and I'm like, okay, well, what went well, or what do I need to continue? Like, what did I start? What did I finish? What did I not finish? Did this even work in me? Like, I don't know, paying attention to this, or doing prioritizing this thing in this way, or do I need to shift that a little bit? One question that I got for y'all is, was there anything about like the 12-week year that you felt like, I don't know, you could have had a better understanding of, like, about the structure of having a 12-week year? Like for me, the lag and lead indicators.
I was gonna say that, but I understand them now. Like, I literally understand them. It's like lead indicators and stuff that's happening right now. So, like you were saying, if I call 20 people, I could see, I could actually see the results of what it is. Or I'd be staking on music. My lead indicators is me actually finishing songs.
Immediate results.
Yeah. And then the lag indicator, that's basically delayed gratification. So once I put this stuff out, the maybe royalties or streams or actually getting fans.
Yeah.
So... Okay, sorry.
And you good. I was gonna say, and it's like similar to working out. You do 100 crunches today. You like you feel it, like you get the feeling, right? But the actual result of you getting the flat stomach, whatever, you don't get that until later.
That's
the lag. Yeah, but the lead indicators is telling you, like, all right, like this stuff is like the stuff I'm doing is
it's working. Like calorie thing, like. You did however many crunches, 100 crunches, and you're like, oh, I lost 300 calories, something like that. Oh, yeah, I clocked 300 calories, but the flat stomach don't come till later.
So the lead indicator would be the calories or the number of crunches that you did, and then the lag indicator would be the flat stomach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like the final, like the end result, lag is end result.
So I just wonder if, because like you were saying, like royalties and stuff like that, like I don't know that I'll see my lag indicators, not all of them for like, well, I mean, like sometimes would you see your lag indicators like well after you completed this 12-week year? So then.
Well, so for you, like even if you're using the beats, like on paper, you were like, I showed up every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But the lag indicator could be when it's time for you to make the songs, you like, you don't have stuff that you actually want to make songs for.
Oh, okay.
Or you're
okay.
Like, all right, I did do the task, but like, out of the tasks that I did, how many of these are quality?
Okay.
And that was it. And then that was because again, if you're looking at it in comparison to the big goal, what was the big goal? Well, this lag indicator of me feeling like I still don't have quality songs or quality beats or whatever, that's showing me that my end goal of having a quality body of work, I have to change something about what I'm doing.
Okay.
I was going to put it in terms as like a regular 9-to-5. So say I want a promotion. The end goal is a promotion. But you got to do all this little stuff. You got to show leadership. You got to... We should know how to do certain things, learn certain things. And now you can actually see yourself becoming a better leader. You can see yourself now you're getting certifications and different things like that. Those lead indicators, but you still have yet to get the promotion. So the promotion can come a year or two later, but you still have these small wins. So it's like little wins, like at each step, every mickle make a muckle type of thing for your lead indicators. And your lag indicator is just... the end result, like what are you actually working toward?
Yeah, and then sometimes even if we're sticking with like if you wanted to, if it was a promotion, one part of that could be like I have to be a more effective communicator. So you doing things, like you becoming a more effective communicator, that could take a minute. So it's like you doing the little things, you become a more effective communicator. People see you as a better leader. You become you get your promotion. But it's like until you do the little stuff early on, you won't know how effective the lag indicators are.
Okay.
And each 12-week year is supposed to build off the last one. I'm seeing that because now it's like, for me, my next 12-week year is literally a continuation of my previous one. And I'm like, it's going to take me this entire 12 weeks to... even just finish the creating process.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my biggest two things. And then we can worry about everything else that was on the beginning. That was on my first 12-week year, like the business side of things. Granted, I'm going to look at stuff here and there, but it's a lot easier to move stuff around, do things once you have, at least to me, once you have a product or a service. Now I could... actually see what I have and okay, I want to do this and this, I like this, let me look into this. Oh, I know a guy that like I'm meeting different people in different rooms, and when I'm in different rooms now I have, like, if I don't have nothing else, I have a product. So
yeah, you're right. Okay, thank you guys for that breakdown of lag and lead indicators. But I definitely agree. So like, I'm really trying to make sure I set up this next 12-week year a little bit more to my benefit. I feel like I approached the last one just kind of with my like older way of thinking. So like just to pack my schedule and like, all right, I gotta get this stuff done or nothing matters. So this time around, I'm like, okay, well, the point of it is to prioritize things and get the most important things done. So I was doing that before, but now, all right, how can I guess hone in into that a little bit more and like really, really prioritize things, but also include, like some self-care type stuff.
I was literally thinking that. The exact words I was thinking.
Yeah. Like, I want to get back on like how my old morning routine used to be and like my nighttime routine, just being very thorough. So that I can make sure I'm replenishing as I'm still working through this 12-week year.
Yeah. And for me, it's, I was taking Sundays off, so it was helping me go back into it, feeling a lot more refreshed and stuff like that. But I think for me, the main thing I just want to do is make sure I'm just efficient. I don't really want to have wasted movement. Like, because like some of the wasted movement ends up taking more time than it needs to.
Mm-hmm.
So like just getting right to it and just getting, just trimming the fat of a lot of the the stuff that I was doing, and my next 12-week year is gonna be again a continuation of the following one, just like locking in and like understanding, okay, this is why it's important to track every single thing, because you lose track of something. Or this is why it's important that when you set up this time, you have time for you to do nothing. You have time for you to check your emails. You have time for you to call, make these phone calls. Because if you don't have the systems in place, everything starts overlapping. You get overwhelmed. Things don't get done. And it's like, this is all done to make sure that you can move as efficiently as possible and still be, you know, yourself.
And I was going to say, when you actually get some type of motion, it's difficult to keep track of everything. So even if it's like an email, it could have been a very important email, but you splitting your time with looking at emails and doing something else, and it's like, all right, I'm gonna get to that later, but don't write it down, don't keep track of it or anything. And then hours go by and you might have missed a great, an amazing opportunity because your time was split.
Yeah. I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, just backtracking to making sure like this is a more quality, like a quality. I don't know, the quality increases on this 12-week year for me. This final week was supposed to be me trying to literally get caught up on everything and jam pack my schedule and double up on stuff. And I just decided to rest.
I'm actually resting too. Like the past couple days, I didn't really do too much. But I know I'm about to go right back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And already created the habits of, like, the first 12-week year helped me to create the habits. Right. Now, yeah, create the habits and see what works, see what I like and what's helping me to get whatever results I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. The next one is to actually, like you were saying, be efficient, execute, implement everything I learned, everything I know, and put my energy into whatever it is while I'm doing whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like just be whatever it is I'm doing in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And just be a person at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to like just be around, move around, do different stuff. It don't gotta be work. It shouldn't just be work. Now that I actually have a schedule in place, it's like you can schedule free time.
Right.
And know that stuff is getting done because you scheduled it ahead of time.
During this whole process, and I said earlier, like the whole point of this is to make sure we're living. Like this is the, like, it's not there's an end goal in mind, but we're not going to a destination. Like this is all a part of where it's like you're designing your life so that you can enjoy your life, enjoy your work, like have a good time. Right? Because I think prior to this, I was not doing a good job of planning stuff where I was enjoying the things that I was doing and also enjoying life. It felt like, I need to do this so that I can change my life. Yeah. It's like, and I got to hurry up so that it's like, so I got to get this work stuff together. I got to get my music stuff together so that I can get a chance to finally enjoy life. And it's like, nah, you should be enjoying this entire process, because you're just designing stuff. It's trial and error. It's like if you making shirts, it's like you sometimes, I got the right fabric, let me mess around and let me stitch this here, let me cut this here, and it's like eventually you get something that you like. But if you don't enjoy the process of actually like being like you doing that, going through the whole process, that's literally living. Yeah, like it's not the it's not even about the fact that you made a shirt at the end. It's like during that whole process, it was like you were immersed in whatever the heck you were doing. So I think the 12-week year definitely helped me like lock in and be immersed in whatever activity. Because I know initially, especially, I know that whenever I do this thing, the thing that follows it is dependent on what I just did. So if I don't actually focus, I can't get the next thing done. And that's why I had to make sure. For the next one, I'm making sure that, like, I give myself enough time so that I can get it done. So that I'm not like, oh, snap, I didn't get this done. I got to push everything back and then got to try and make up for it. Nah, we just being there when it's time and moving on.
One thing that I plan on doing for this next one is adding a hobby. So on my weekends, I have a hobby to do. Like, just.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I figured that out earlier today. Like, let me throw a hobby in here since I'm working Monday through Friday. So now, Monday through Friday, this is my new 9 to 5. Like, my music and my art. So I'm treating it like these are my work days. This is my work schedule type of thing on Saturdays. So even if I'm living for the weekend, my career stuff is getting done. I'm waiting for the weekend so I can relax. I can sit back. I can work on my hobby for a little bit. Learn different stuff. It's like literally downtime. And I just want to see how that was. Cause the other day I was telling y'all, you know, if everything was good, I was a billionaire, millionaire, even a multi-hundredaire, hundred-thousandaire. Yeah. I would be fine, like, just kicking my feet up and just chilling, living a regular life. So let me structure my dreams and goals as if this is my new regular life type of thing. So, and then another thing that I realized was my two biggest things is art and music. Musically, it took me 5 years to get to this point. Mm-hmm. Like, once I was like, all right, I'm going to do this seriously, from 2018 to now. That was 5 years ago. It took me 5 years to get to this point. I've only been painting for a year and a half, a year and some change. Yeah, made a year. And yeah, so let's say a year and a half. And I'm like, ain't no need to rush anything. Like, there's no need to rush anything because the more reps I put up, the quicker the more I'm gonna learn, the more I'm gonna enjoy it. And it took me 5 years to find my style musically, who I'm talking to, how I want to be perceived, how I want stuff to look, how I want stuff to sound, and it's still changing. So why would I think something different for anything else that I want to do?
And I think it's also like, it's important that we enjoy the process. And we're young. I'm not trying to be in here miserable because I'm like, you know, I can't do anything but work. Even if that includes like working a 9 to 5 or just working toward my dreams, like I can't go outside, I can't do this, that. Like, I feel like I've done that before, and I know now I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Like I did that for a little while.
Yeah, and
I'm like, you know what? I need to enjoy my life. Like life is meant to be enjoyed, and I'm gonna accomplish this goal. I already know God is working on my side because, you know, I'm God's favorite. So, like, shout out to Damani. but it's just like, why am I in here causing myself to suffer, forcing myself to suffer, essentially, because I decided that I'm not allowed to go outside.
Yeah, and then even with that, it's good for, like, certain seasons, certain moments, but to just lock yourself away and be like, I'm gonna do this
forever?
Until this works.
Yeah.
It's like, at least, oh, go ahead.
I was like, you don't know when it's gonna work for real. Right. So,
and at least for me, doing stuff helps me. It literally helps me to think of new things to say. Experiences like, I was reading Conversations with God, the part that I was on just now. Or earlier, he was talking about how God communicates with us. Speaking is the lowest form of communication versus feelings, thoughts, and experiences. I think he said experiences is experience is the greatest teacher.
Yeah.
He was talking about a lot of times when we listen, experiences are probably the most ignored messages, but we gonna keep experiencing the same things until we actually get the message, type of thing. And it was like, that's true because, like I was telling y'all, I've been in the same cycle. I get to a certain point and I'm like, the plan ain't work. You still got, like, he was like, it might be 92 days, like you were saying yesterday, but like, I get to the end of the 90 days, and I'm like, nothing changed. Like, I feel better. It's like little stuff changed, but I didn't get the end result that I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So now, go back to the 12-week year, me actually seeing myself crossing stuff off, like all the beats that I wanted to make, minus like two, I Yeah, got crossed off. They was completed. Mad songs got a few songs got recorded. I'm crossing those off. A lot of songs got rewritten. And just like y'all was saying, enjoying the process, being present in the moment. It's like, I think you had just said you have to enjoy, like, this is life. So, like, I can't wait until my life gets to a different life when this is my life. Like, I have to enjoy life for me to, I have to enjoy my life now and appreciate my life now for me to even change anything, because change only happens in the moment.
Yeah, it's all a process, but just, like, really learning to enjoy just the thing you're doing. And then when you talk about doing, like, the hobbies, it's like, everything leans into the next thing. So me deciding, you know what, I want to go play basketball again. I forgot. And it's like, I'm remembering things about my thought process. I'm remembering things about, like, some of the disciplines that I picked up, or the way I would operate when I was playing basketball all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I'm doing stuff and I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm like, oh snap, when I was playing basketball, I'm low-key playing chess here. Like, I'm like, all right, if I do this, they gonna move this way. And it's like, this is a whole different thought process. Or like when I'm laying down, I'm throwing the basketball up and down, and I'm like, I'm doing it to the point where I stop thinking about it and I kind of just go on autopilot. And it's like, I'm building the muscle just off of the strength of me working on my form. And it's like, my mind is going in other places. I'm thinking about other stuff. And it's like, old memories I haven't had in years are popping up. And it's like, all of this came from the result of me being like, let me just go out and just play some basketball. Or like, right, let me just do this other little thing. It's like, let me mess around with Rubik's Cube, because I like messing around with Rubik's Cubes. Let me learn this language, because I really like this culture. Let me learn this. And I think that, like, those parts are just as important to your life as the big things that you do. We just don't look at it like, oh, you mean to tell me knitting on the weekends is gonna make me a better motivational speaker? What? It's like, I mean, yeah, that's
the topics is coming.
Yeah, it's like you sitting there like, and things are starting to make sense, and something about the act of you just doing something for the, because the reason why hobbies are great is because you do it strictly for the love of whatever it is. So it's like, when you love something, the word energy, like, when you love something long enough, it teaches you the secrets and stuff. So it's like, oh, me knitting and me going through, and it's like the process of just, I wish I can rush this, but if I rush it, I might prick my finger or like whatever it is. So now it's like you're learning patience. You learn so many things from the experiences of you having whatever hobby it is you have. And it's such a, it's like, it's such a minute thing, but it makes such a big difference. And I didn't notice it until I started doing, it wasn't even this book, it was the Artist's Way, me having like at least one day a week where I'm doing something that I didn't, that either I haven't done or that I wanted to do, or just something that a day and time that was dedicated for me, and it just kind of opened up a lot of the stuff. So when I initially started my 12 week year, I was like, y'all, it was 7 days, and I was like, you know what, at the very least, I'll do 6 on the 7th. We rest. That's all it is. I'm just gonna take a little day to rest, and then we're gonna see what happens. And it's like, a lot of the times, the stuff that I would be working on, if I was hitting a wall for whatever reason, it would just kind of come to me. I'd be like, oh, I didn't try that. Let me try the hezi. Try the hezi before. Let me try the hezi in this business. Let me try the hezi in this art piece that I'm working on.
I might wind up like splitting my days a little bit. I don't know. I'm thinking about the 2 days a week. I might take that, but I think it might be like on Saturdays, I work up until after, like after the pod, I'm done with.
Or I was thinking about that too.
Cause like,
just I can. Three for one thing, three for the next thing.
Okay. Yeah, no, but I was just thinking, cause like, I like waking up on Saturday morning and like coming into the studio and getting whatever done. But
and the beautiful thing is, we adults and we creating our schedule. So if we want Saturday and Sunday to be our, like, a working day, we could pick whatever days.
Yeah, throughout the week, yeah, and just swap
like,
it.
You know, Wednesdays, I don't feel like doing nothing on Wednesdays, so let me just
work.
Yeah. And that was my initial schedule. I had Wednesday, I was like, the tail end of Wednesday, I'm not doing nothing. Saturday, I knew we were going to be potting, and I was like, there's a little gap. That's why I usually just be chilling, watching some anime. And I'm like, all right, if I get something done, I get something done. If I don't, I don't. But creatives, and I heard this a while ago, y'all heard it before, we need time to
do nothing
and or be bored. Because, mm-hmm. like, one of the two of those usually inspires creation. Like, we're sitting there doing nothing, and it's like, that would be a fire shirt idea. I'm looking at that clock.
Working, like, my goodness.
But at that point, it's for the enjoyment, you know?
Yeah.
It's not because we feel like we're pressed for time.
Yeah, because, like, if you bored, like, literally being bored and being like, dang, I want to do something. And it's like, it makes you, it gives you energy. Because you're like, bruh, I got to do something.
I haven't been bored in a long time, though, but I've done nothing. Like, I literally be enjoying the times that I'm doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just be amazing. Because I always, how we've been talking about, my schedule be packed.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be feeling like it's not enough time in the day. But until I started sitting back and I'm like, you know what? I have more than enough time for whatever it is that I want to do. As long as I tell myself I have time.
I have to get more comfortable with doing nothing. Because when I do nothing, I start to feel like you should be doing something.
Yo, mm-hmm. So like, that's what this week is for me. I'm going to do my best to not do anything at all.
Yeah, I'm going to do... It's a few things that I still have to get done. But I decided I'm going to relax. But if I want to create, I'm going to create. I'm going to work on planning out my next 12-week year. Yeah, but I'm going to take my time. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to rush through planning it. I already know, like... The first time we planned it, it took us 2 weeks.
2.5, 3 for me.
Yeah, honestly, it took about 4 weeks total, for real, for real.
I was changing it. I was changing my schedule up until the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, and I just felt like, all right, well, I have the basics down. I know what my strategic block is look like. I know when that works best for me. I know when recording works best for me. I know when blah, 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 blah. So, like, all right, well, but let me... slowly make minor tweaks. Like, I've been tweaking my goals a little bit. I've been tweaking, like the idea of, like, what am I actually working toward? And stuff like that. And, yeah, I got to get used to just not doing anything. I'm going to work on that, though.
Yeah. Just got to be present. Like, the easiest way to not do anything is to just be present. Like, I have no idea how else to explain it, but...
And
just
that's something
just
I'm working
literally
on.
Being present. Because the times where I, like, it'll be time, I'll feel, the most of the times when I feel like I'm doing too much, or most of the time when I realize that I know I need to do nothing, is when I feel overwhelmed. And I'll be like, this is a lot going on. It feels like there's so much information I need to grab. And then I'll just sit there, and I'll just be like, I'm just not going to move. I'm gonna just sit here for a second to see how long I can sit here. And then eventually I'd be like, all right, I think I kind of got a direction of what I want to do. Because until then, before then, it's like, I need to read this book because this book is gonna lead to this book. I need to read, make sure I do this. This is gonna be, I need my business to be thriving. I need to read this book. This book is all about business. This is the golden book of business. And it's like, bro, Rio, what am I doing? Like, hold on. Sit there and shut up. Like, just sit and shut up for 5 seconds. Yeah, but that's what it be like. I feel, especially when it comes to the books, but just information in general. It's like, it's so much stuff that people are like, you need to have this. You need to, if you're doing this, you need to have this information. And it's like, I might not. Yeah.
Did you have the information?
But it's like, there was a time where people didn't have the information.
Right.
People get it from experiences, from all kinds of other stuff. So just live your life, be bored, create, and just adjust. Like, it's all a part of life.
I think my number one goal is to enjoy this 12-week year more than I enjoyed the last one. I enjoyed the last one, but I want to enjoy this one even more. Like,
it's like, now it's not an unknown thing.
Right. It's like, I can do this. I'm doing this.
I am this.
But y'all got any final thoughts on the 12-week year? Any suggestions to anyone who wants to do a 12-week year?
12-week year for me, 10 out of 10, I highly recommend. Take your time. Don't stress over. All right, first, read the book in its entirety.
Yes, the whole
read
book.
Read the entire book, take notes, and refer back to the notes as you, I mean, refer back to the book and to the notes as you're creating your 12-week year. Make sure you do the exercises in the book because they help you
map out your 12-week year.
Yeah, it makes it 10 times easier to just reread what I wrote. Now I'm putting it into action. Follow instruction. Follow instruction.
Instructions. Go ahead.
I was about to say, a lot of times it's like, oh, I know what to do type of thing, but you don't know what to do. That's why you're reading this book. Just follow instructions and just have fun. And whatever you put right down, it's not permanent. Like, you don't have, just because you wrote it down or made this schedule, you don't have to stick to this schedule. It's made to, now I have a blueprint or I have a direction. I can always pivot, alter things, change things, because this is life. We're not waiting to experience life later. We're here to experience life now. So, and life changes. So, and you have to adjust and adapt to the changes. So, be open-minded and willing to change and adapt. Follow instructions. Read the entire book. Follow instructions. And be willing and able to adapt. And enjoy life. Have fun with it all, too. That's all I got to say. Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
He definitely took everything I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they might need to hear it again. Yeah. Stuff be coming. It sound better coming from you.
Nah, this is just different. It's just different. But yeah, I agree. Following instructions is huge. Adapting is huge. Having fun is huge. So just doing those things and playing, just playing. It's okay if it doesn't go according to plan initially. Just make a plan. You can adjust the plan later. But like, make the plan. Do your best to execute exactly how you wrote it out. If you realize the plan ain't working, now it's time to adjust the plan. Right. And that's it. Just have fun.
Yeah. Ditto. But definitely read the book, because like I said, we tried to do this without reading the book a couple times and it did not go well.
And actually, if you listen to it, still take notes. First time I listened to it, I ain't take no notes though, you know. I just kept it all in the mental. I'm like, oh, 90 days, I can do 90 days. It ain't go as planned. Yeah, because I got to the end of the 90 days and I'm like, you know, I'm happy. Feel good, but the goal that I set for myself, I didn't reach it, and then I stopped it, and then I started the cycle over again.
But yeah, I would recommend getting the PDF or purchasing the book. Mm-hmm. Even if you listen to it, when it's time for you to actually like plan and stuff and refer back to it, it's a lot easier to have like the pages there, because there is also like sample stuff in there for you to look at. That definitely helped me. Like I was saying, I followed the sample agenda for my strategic block. So I'm answering questions that they wasn't answering. But it helped me. So, yeah, definitely read the book. Yeah, just have fun with it. But also, like, write down what you actually want. Don't be afraid to, don't try to like be like, oh, this needs to be a realistic goal. Like, write down what you are actually working towards so that you can put together real actionable steps to achieve your goal. If you got questions, you can always email the author. They got plenty of resources on their website too.
We definitely didn't do that, but you can be the change.
You can. They get emails all the time, according to the book. But, yeah, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. If you have done the 12-week year or are thinking about doing it, comment your thoughts below. Or if you just got thoughts, comment them below. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And shout out to the good people of the Gray Area. Thank you guys for joining us for another live episode. We definitely appreciate y'all. Definitely. If y'all want to join the good people of the Gray Area, Go to our Patreon, subscribe for $3 a month. That is the lowest tier, $3 a month. You'll get access to all of our content. This show, our food review show.
Who made this?
As well as other content. Like I said, we are working on it to bring to you guys. But we will see you guys next week. Woo!
Adios! Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Woo! And know yourself, know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.